Presidential Press Secretary Ari Fleischer left the White House this week, saying he wants to relax, give speeches, read the sports section. Fleischer was the public face of the Bush administration through September 11 and the wars that followed. He was aggressive, smart, and quick. And when he faced reporters in the White House press room, Fleischer knew how to answer any question with the Bush administration's message of the day. The White House nearly always set the terms for political debate, until Fleischer's last days on the job, which he spent defending the president's statements on Iraq. And that brings to mind an earlier moment in Ari Fleischer's career. That moment was October 4, 2000, the morning after the first presidential debate between George W. Bush and Al Gore. Gore was leading in the polls, but Mr. Bush's press secretary, Ari Fleischer, was about to help to change that. In the early morning light, in Boston, reporters were sitting on a Bush campaign bus. We were sleepless and bleary-eyed, waiting for a ride to the airport, when Fleischer stepped on board. Standing up front by the driver, Fleischer declared that Al Gore had made a false statement in the previous night's debate. Gore claimed to have visited Texas on a particular day in 1998 to show his concern about wildfires. Fleischer showed that Gore had not done that. He said it was part of a troubling pattern of ongoing embellishments. The media had scrutinized both candidates' credibility, but this was the moment when the issue hit home. The reporters on the bus wrote about what Fleischer said. Other reporters began reviewing many of Gore's past statements, and Mr. Bush himself mocked his opponent for exaggerations. The episode allowed the Bush campaign to subtly remind the public about the lies and scandals of the Clinton administration. Gore's campaign was thrown off balance for weeks, and it was one of several factors that sent Gore sliding in the polls, setting up one of history's closest elections. Now, the president's opponents say Mr. Bush exaggerated on a life-or-death issue, and Ari Fleischer spent his final press conference trying to put that issue to rest. The next day, he was replaced by another veteran of the 2000 campaign, Scott McClellan, who began his job by answering more questions from skeptical reporters. The president's aides have been doing their best to defend him. Their own experience shows how much danger a politician can face when his credibility is called into question.